This is Growing Cotton.
That's my ex-girlfriend. That's my ex-ex-girlfriend. That's my ex-ex-ex-girlfriend.
Dating can feel uncomfortable. Your clothes shouldn't. Cotton, the fabric of our lives.
Dr. Gary Adams is with the National Cotton Council.
We look at world meal use. The change that occurred in terms of world meal use, we look at the 2019 crop, and this is when, of course, the latter part of the 2019 crop year is when COVID really hit. And we look at the USDA monthly numbers. We were coming in at a number of around 120 to 125 million bales is what we thought consumption would be. They started to make those adjustments and significant adjustments. And right now, we think in the 2019-2020 crop year, we wound up at around 102 to 103 million bales. So we lost 14% of consumption. Now, it has fortunately been somewhat of a V-shaped pattern in terms of the decline that we saw and now the recovery. So we're back up, and USDA saying somewhere around 117 million bales as we look at the current crop year. So we've seen that recovery. We're not back to pre-COVID levels, though, and I think we need to keep that in mind as we just think about where we go from this point forward. But it is recovering, and that's the positive. U.S. textile industry, it felt the impacts, and it was severe. And we typically, these are monthly numbers. They're annualized. You typically think about the U.S. textile industry taking 3 million bales of the U.S. cotton crop. And that's the number we were running at roughly before we got to COVID. And then we started in the March, April, May, June, July period. And we talk about April, that was largely a month where it was shut down. We're off 86% from what we would have been pre-COVID. We've started to pick that up. We're running at about an annualized rate of around 2.5 million bales. So if you think about pre-COVID being 3 million bales, right now we're about 2.5 million bales. So we're still running about 16% or so below where we were a year ago. Demand's coming back, but it's not all the way back yet.
Learn more online, igrowcotton.com.